could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I'm a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you this week to my radio show. It's called Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, possibly live without pain, and embrace small, nutritional, and all types of wellness changes that make a big difference in your life. This week, I'd like to welcome Aggie Coburn. Are you there, Aggie?
I am here.
Great. We're so happy to have you today. And I'd like to give our listeners a little information about you, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Great. So, Aggie, I know you're the founder and also director of CEC Global Events, a vibrant event planning and media distribution company, which has produced hundreds of conferences and trade shows, including dozens of women's events and several highly successful independent film and movie premieres. You are a contributing author to several books and a regular in media and on radio. And recently, you co-produced segments of Fraud Squad, which is a TV show for the Discovery Network and other networks. And you're currently launching www.crowdfundinglive.com with your two partners. Your new venture is helping to raise money for projects, films, books, ideas, and lots more. And you said your goal is to help make others aware of crowdfunding and offer training to help crowdfunders achieve their funding goals. Your background is a BA in psychology and business from York University in Toronto. You have three amazing children and you live in Southern California. Well, welcome, Aggie.
Thank you so much. Wow, yeah. I got tired listening to all those things I've done.
Well, you've done a lot, so you have to be proud of yourself.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I guess I would like to start by having you talk a little bit about your background, because it's quite amazing. And on, you said that you have done, you've contributed to several books as a contributing author. Can you talk a little bit about that first?
Sure, sure, absolutely. Obviously, I've gotten involved in a lot of different media. You can tell that from some films, some independent films, some films, to some television more recently, to books. And I've been in a number of books. I always tell people I don't have a book in me. I just have sections of books in me. So I end up in all these sort of conglomerate books. I've been in about five of them. The most recent is something called Social Marketing Superstars. And I found out last week, because I was doing an event with the person who put the book together, that it had hit number one on a number of best-selling platforms, which is really fun to hear. But it is all about social marketing.
Congratulations. Wow, that's great.
So
okay.
I can officially say I'm a number one bestseller. I've been in books like Wake Up Women and a number of other books. And those are the kinds of books where, you know, 20, 30 people put chapters in them. And at first I used to think, you know, what kind of book is that? But, you know, once I got familiar with them and I started reading them and really understanding what they were about, it's quite amazing. Sorry, some traffic just went by. It's quite amazing what's in those books and what you can find out from people. In their 10 pages or 8 pages of their stories. But mine, particularly this time, has been on crowdfunding, because crowdfunding is something that I got involved with about was about a year ago now, and we launched a site in the spring, an actual crowdfunding site called Crowdfunding Live. So a lot of my life has been sort of heading in that direction of being able to help people achieve what they're looking to achieve. And with crowdfunding, it's raising money to be able to do what you want to do. And that's the part that's so fascinating, because these days it's not easy to raise money for anything.
Sure. So in other words, would someone come to you, they have some great idea on some project, and then they would find you? Could you explain that a little bit more?
Sure. Crowdfunding is a little bit complicated to understand unless you know what it is, but it really is something that's existed for a very long time in politics, in nonprofits, and things like that. And it's a lot of people coming together, investing small amounts of money, and investing is not quite the right term, but putting in small amounts of money. So, for example, if you had 1,000 people give you $25 to go towards a project, you've got $25,000. Imagine what you can do with that if you're somebody who wants to put together a small project or a project. So it really revolves around people asking others to pre-purchase, pre-buy, or trust them in some way to fulfill an obligation that they're working on right now. And that's why I call it pre-purchase, because some people want to write a book, some people want to develop something. So essentially, you're getting the support before it's actually done. Kickstarter is the most popular. When we mention crowdfunding sites, Kickstarter is often the one that people know of because it's in the magazines and newspapers and television. But there's multiple crowdfunding sites out there. And Crowdfunding Live, the uniqueness of what we're doing is it's three women who started it, and it's focused on women. So a lot of the projects and a lot of the things that we have on there are focused on women. It's not exclusive to women. But that's our focal point, and that's what makes us different in a very tech world that is predominantly men.
Are there certain age ranges that you see women, more people being attracted to this type of venue?
No, not really. I think people who are very internet savvy know about it quite a bit more. Mm-hmm. Crowdfunding is very much an online type thing, but it's a way of building revenue, of putting money into a project that really works these days. And as I said, there's not a lot of things that work these days for raising money. We all know how difficult it is to get a hold of money right now. It really works well, and it works well because you're really talking about small amounts. You're talking about the average amount that people gift to a crowdfunding project is about $25. Which is what we spend on lunch every day, you know, when we go out to lunch. So it's a very different ask from people. You're not asking them to help support you in a big way. You're asking them to help support you in a small way. And most people are willing to do that. So it means raising the funds for something you want to do, small increments at a time, but very quickly. Our first crowdfunding raised $20,000, in about 30 days. We've had several others that have raised $8,000 and $10,000 in 30 days, 45 days, 60 days. Typically, they're about 60 days, 30 to 60 days long. And you really have to go to the site. It's difficult in a short conversation to explain crowdfunding, except that it is a way to raise money for a project. But if you go to the site, crowdfundinglive.com, there's explanations on there, there's Q&As, there's blogs, there's all kinds of things that really explain how it works. And I've been speaking about it probably once a week for the last 3 or 4 months, sometimes even more. Mm-hmm. And it takes me a good 15 minutes, oftentimes with a PowerPoint presentation, to get people to really understand what crowdfunding is and how it works. By the end of the half-hour presentation, they really know what it is. But succinctly, it's a way to raise money. I like it so much because I saw the struggles that people were going through, that we're trying to write books, that we're trying to make films, that we're trying to create projects, and they just couldn't get the funds together.
Mm-hmm. So by going to your website, crowdfundinglive.com, will people see examples of people that have started projects that they're working on?
Mm-hmm. They'll see examples of successful projects. We've got, I think, 5 projects up there now that have been successful and they're completed. We've got about 6 or 8 projects up there now, but in another week we're going to be having about 6 more. So we'll actually have about 15 active projects up there by the end of November, early part of December. And the crowdfunding works because it's literally that, a crowd. People bring people to the site to support their project. We bring people to the site all the time. We're doing press releases and blogs and putting things in social media and doing everything we can to get traffic to the site. All the participants are bringing traffic to the site, so you start to look at everybody working together. And no one single person is asking for very much. I mean, the rewards really started about $10. So if you look there and you see some projects you like and you see some things you want to get involved with, from events to books to films to prototypes of things, you know, we all innately want to help, I believe. We want to help each other. Mm-hmm. And this is a wonderful way to help each other and be at the beginning of something. And I think that's why it works so well.
Mm-hmm. Sounds amazing. So is it difficult to get started with a project if you have someone has an idea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not difficult. It takes some time. We have a wonderful workbook, and we actually hold your hand some. We have a program now where we work with you to make sure you launch your project. It's important to know what you're doing, why you're doing it, how much you want to raise, what timeline, and a video, because people relate to videos. They relate to voices. They relate to seeing the person. And I think it makes a very big difference. So we really try to insist that everybody who's doing a crowdfunding project actually do a video as well. I think that's an extremely important thing to do because it's you. They hear your heartfelt reason for doing what you're doing. They get to know you some, and I think that's why the video is such a crucial part of it. But we're talking like a 2-minute video that you can literally film in your kitchen or in your garage. We just did one for a project that just went up. It's a live event December the 4th in Irvine. And we did the video in my office, you know, in about 15 minutes. We did 2-3 takes, I believe, 2 minutes each. And we picked the third one, and it's up there. So it's not like you have to do something, you know, get in front of into a studio or anything. You can videotape it with your camera.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a very important part of it because it really explains what you're doing.
So you're saying the video doesn't have to be perfect, just a matter of doing one and making it so that people understand what you want to get across.
Yes. And if you look at my background, you know, I've been involved in video, I've been involved in television, I've been involved in books. I've done all of these different things, and all of it really culminated in getting people's ideas and projects and thoughts and getting something out there. And that's why I think I love crowdfunding so much, because it's an easier way. You know, the films I worked on had to raise a lot of money to be produced. The books I've been in had to raise money to be done. You know, here's a way to actually, with friends and family and lots of strangers helping you, be able to do something you really want to do.
It's just amazing because I've never heard of this before until meeting you. And it's such a new concept that can take somebody who's been thinking for years about a project or has an idea on something and doesn't know where to begin, how to focus, how to even do anything. And this is such a great tool for them to use, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. And the workbook that we put together, we put a book together that we call the Crowdfunding Source Book, Crowdfunding Live Source Book. And it really helps you formulate your ideas and your thoughts. You know, when you're kind of all over the place, it pulls it all together succinctly. It makes you really think about what you want to do, why you want to do it, how you're going to do it. So it is exactly that. It's a workbook, and it's either ebook format or printed format, but it makes you walk through it. So by the time you're done with it, you have such a clear, concise picture of what you want to do, you're ready to start. And then you go to the site, and we handhold, you know, the site really literally handholds you through each section and tells you what you have to do, how you have to do it, load it up. I have a wonderful web partner on this who is just tremendous at working with people and making sure that they get it done right and that we launch it. And I'll tell you, the December 4th idea happened over a glass of wine. I'll tell you the truth. It happened over the glass,
okay,
a glass of wine last week. And you are invited, and I hope you'll come. It's a clothing swap. It's one of the top folks in this area who does image consulting work. And to spend time with her cost you know, who knows, thousands of dollars a day. She's a friend of mine. We were having a glass of wine and said, you know, we'd love to do something near the holidays where we donate clothing to a women's group to Goodwill or to one of the
Working Wardrobes or something.
Thank you very much. That's what I was trying to think of, Working Wardrobe. And so she said she was willing to spend the evening with up to, you know, maybe 30 or 40 women. They're all going to bring in something, some pieces from their closet, minimum 10 pieces, maybe more, of things they're not using anymore that other people may want to use. It may not fit them anymore. It may not be their color anymore. Who knows? But we all have lots of things in our closet we are not using anymore. So everybody brings in 10 items, and we do a trade. We also get her advice on fashion, on what we should and shouldn't be wearing, on colors, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then whatever is left after we do this trade, we're going to donate to Working Wardrobe and Goodwill. So it's wonderful all around because we get some free coaching. We get to get rid of things in our closet that we should have gotten rid of a long time ago. If people are like me, there's lots in my closet I need to get rid of. And that's, we're crowdfunding that event. And it's just a great opportunity, but it's up on our site now. And our goal is $1,000 because that will pay for the event and then be donated to those charities as well just before the holiday.
So
we're doing, that's kind of fun thing.
That just sounds great. We are going to be taking a short break, and we are going to be back with Aggie in just about a minute.
Glad you are able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guests a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
I'd like to welcome all of you back to our second section of our Attitude Adjustment radio show today with Aggie. Aggie, we left off a bit ago with you talking about the project that you're working on December 4th. And can you give us some information about how our listeners can attend that event?
Absolutely. They would just go to crowdfundinglive.com and click on that project. Actually, I apologize, it's December 6th. I just looked at my calendar. It's December 6th. But all they have to do is click on that project, on that particular thing. And by going to crowdfundinglive.com, you'll see some of the other items up there as well, some of the other projects up there. We're also doing another big, big event in January that will be up there either today or tomorrow, within a fairly short period of time, and that's on January the 5th. And that has so much to do with your show, Iris, because it's all about attitude adjustments. It's all about believing in yourself. The whole day is kind of, you know, what can you do to make 2013 a better year, a good year? We've got some exciting guests coming that are totally out of the crowdfunding world. So we're starting the day with crowdfunding, ending it with crowdfunding. But the entire day is about your attitude, about your thinking, about how to change your beliefs.
And where is that going to be held? Do you have
that's at the Atrium Hotel. That's at the Atrium Hotel. It's in Irvine, right across from John Wayne Airport. And we have a fun evening with a hypnotist who does the hypnosis show at the Orange County Fair. If you've ever seen Mark, he's great. He's going to be there. He's going to do a show Friday night. That's kind of a VIP thing. And then Saturday is a whole attitude adjustment day. And that's another project we're doing through crowdfunding. And I'm trying to show people there's so many things you can do. We've funded films. We've helped to fund films. We've helped to fund books. I'm looking for that big technology project while I have your listeners on the line. I know that the biggest projects in crowdfunding are usually in the technology world, and I know we're going to end up with one of those projects sometime soon. And those are the projects that go into the stratosphere. They don't just raise $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 like the average project on crowdfunding. They can raise hundreds of thousands, in fact, more, into the millions. I do know that we will probably raise $1 million in the next year on our crowdfunding site, and that's $1 million for lots of people wanting to do lots of different things.
Wow, wow. So basically, how much money someone can raise is basically unlimited, it sounds like.
It is unlimited, but the reality is the average is between $5,000 and $10,000, and that's the average on every crowdfunding site, including Kickstarter and Indiegogo and the ones people have heard of. And by the way, only about 20% of the population even knows what crowdfunding is. I speak at a lot of events, and I'll ask people at the beginning to raise their hands if they know what crowdfunding is, and typically it's about 20 or 25%. Mm-hmm.
So where else are you speaking, Maggie?
I am speaking at a NAFI, which is the National Association of Female Executives event, in December, at the end of November. I'm speaking for NABO, actually, in the new year for one of their big conferences. And I speak literally every week or two somewhere in the area. This weekend, I'm speaking for Women in Film. And sometimes I talk about other things with them. I'll also talk about the film and the TV projects I'm involved with. But I'm really going to talk to them about crowdfunding because there's so many women who have projects and things that they want to do. And because our very first big project on Crowdfunding Live was a film. It was Betsy Jassy who created What the Bleep Do We Know. It's her new film called Killing Buddha, which starts filming in January. And I'm proud to say we raised her first $20,000 for that film.
Wow. Now, did you also help for the What the Bleep, did you say?
No, I didn't know her then. I met her after that. But her claim to fame and the fact that 90 million people saw What the Bleep is an absolutely fascinating number to me.
Sure.
But that little independent film was seen by 90 million people.
So basically, if people, you're saying you, when you speak to an audience, only 20% of the people know crowdfunding, how... You basically get out there by speaking and engaging people. How else do people find you? If let's say someone's looking, they're thinking of doing a project, how would someone even begin to know to find you?
They would go to Crowdfunding Live. There's so much information on there. There's a lot of questions and answers, a lot of Q&A. There's a lot of explanations of what crowdfunding is if they look into the blogs and the notes. There's a lot of information on there. Or they can call me, and I can certainly give you my phone number. Or email. Either way, it's Aggie, it's A-G-G-I-E at crowdfundinglive.com. That's the easiest way to reach me. My office number is 949-727-1211. I'm usually pretty good about calling people back, but I'm very good about emailing back. So if somebody sends me a request for some information or wants to know, you know, a little bit more, I'm more than happy to send them back a response. And as I said, we have the Crowdfunding Live source book, which we are selling. And we also have a program where we help you launch your site, where we actually help you for 2 hours so that we get you to kind of really think about things. I ask that people, I always give them the source book first. Spend some time with that. Spend a few hours. And then we spend a couple of hours. They oftentimes come into my office and we literally whiteboard the whole project. And they're ready to go. And if they need more than that, we have the next step where my partner who does the online, who sets it all up, will work with them for an unlimited period of time until their project is up and running. And we have a series of prices on that. But, you know, to get the source book and some video and spend a couple of hours is $197. And then to actually work with her and do it from beginning to end and get the project right up there is about $497.
Wow.
And that's unlimited time. It can take you a few hours. It can take you 20 hours. Hopefully it won't. Most people can do it in substantially less time than that. But we started to offer that service.
That's wonderful. Now, you mentioned earlier something about trainings. Is this what you were talking about the trainings that you do? Or are there other types of trainings?
Well, I speak and I train people at those talks. So sometimes I go out to different groups and I'll spend a couple of hours walking them through it. I have a presentation that takes half an hour, another one that takes an hour, but that's just an overview. There's times I've gone out to groups and actually worked with them, or I brought them into my office. And we've spent, a couple of hours, and we've gone through the site and what you need to do. It's actually very, very easy. It walks you through it. But like anything else, the first couple of times you do anything, it's complicated.
Sure.
So I kind of hold their hand and make sure they're doing it all correctly, and make sure it's up there and that it makes sense, because that's really important, too. This is your face to the world. This is your crowdfunding project to the world. So we want to make sure it's clear and concise and makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Do you give away any shares in the company, or do you have any have to pay people back in any way?
No, that's the wonderful thing about crowdfunding. You don't pay people back, and it's not equity shares in your company. That's something that is coming down the road, but right now it is strictly an exchange of dollars for products. So when they supported the film, anybody that gave Betsy, for example, I believe it was $20, will get a copy of the film, Killing Buddha, as soon as it's ready. For $30, they get something else. For $50, and her gifting went up as high as $1,500, and those are people who will actually get a walk-on part in the film. We've had other projects that have raised $3,500. Another project we had, the maximum amount in that one was $3,500, and she had two people gift her with that. But no, it is exchange of money for something.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So, Aggie, since my show is about attitude adjustment, would you share two things with our listeners today from your perspective to improve their attitude?
I think the first is believe in yourself. Believe you can do it. And I tie that back to crowdfunding because it's all about believing in yourself and believing that you can do it. You can do anything you set your mind to. And I think if you have the right attitude and the right positive feelings about it, you can accomplish anything. And there's lots of things out there that will help you. Crowdfunding is one of them. And there's lots of people who will help you. So I think one of the major things is totally believing in yourself that you can do it.
So the I can instead of the little engine that could, right?
Yeah, the I can instead of I don't think I can, it's too difficult, I don't know how I'm going to do this. You know, all of those thoughts that we all deal with, all those wacky little thoughts we deal with. If we really believe we can do it, I believe we can.
Mm-hmm. And that's great. And do you have another one you'd like to share?
Along the same lines, positive thinking. I think sometimes in the world we live in with everything that's going on, it's difficult to be positive about everything. And I think the more positive you are, the more positive you believe things to be, the more positive they are. And, you know, we all have to deal with things in our lives, but I think so much of it is our attitude towards it. You know, there's that saying of, you know, we all have different things happen to us. It's completely our attitudes about how we deal with those. That make all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm. So, Aggie, we do have a few minutes left to our show, and I would like to find out, you're working on these amazing projects, and where do you see yourself in, let's say, in about a year from now? Where do you see your company at in about a year?
I would love to be spending most of my time on the crowdfunding projects. I would love to be able to say financially I can do this, and this is where the majority of my time is, other than my fun TV projects, because I'm not going to give those up. Those are great fun, and there's some other things going on there. But my goal is a year from now being able to say most of my time is spent traveling with the crowdfunding portal, speaking all around the country, maybe even all around the world, doing events in other places in the world, and really bringing huge numbers to our crowdfunding site.
So you're going to take this international?
We are. I'm actually planning an event in Australia next fall. We've been talking about that. We're talking about the Philippines. We're talking about Australia. We certainly talk about Canada. So we are taking this international.
That's amazing. And that's you and your partners together, correct?
It is, but I tend to be the one who goes out there and speaks, and I'm the event planner and the event, you know, and I do that in my other life. So I'll be putting all those things together.
That's amazing. And where do you see yourself in 5 years from now with the projects you're working on?
To be honest with you, I think in 5 years from now, I would love to build this site up to the point where we're able to sell it. I think we will reach that point, and I think that to be honest, my time span on any single project and any single thing is typically a few years. I'd like to grow this for the next 2, 3, 4 years, and then be off to do something else. Because I think crowdfunding also has a life term, you know, like everything else does. You know, it runs its course, and I think the course for crowdfunding is probably about 4 or 5 years.
Wow. Is that because of the type of projects that you work on, that they're only a certain number of years? Is that what
you're
saying?
No, I think it's just life. It's just life. Mm-hmm. I think everything runs its course. I think crowdfunding will run its course as well.
Wow. Wow. Well, boy, Aggie, this is wonderful. Thank you so much for participating and sharing all this wealth of knowledge. I wish you the best in success. And could you just repeat before I close, again, how people can contact you?
Yes, the easiest way is Aggie, Aggie, @crowdfundinglive.com. My telephone number, my office number is 949-727-1211. So either one of those two ways are the best ways. And Iris, I have to tell you, you have a crowdfunding project in you too.
Thank you. I'm sure I do. We'll have to talk. Okay. Well, thank you all for being with us today. We're the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You gain insights and inspiration from each of the guests I have. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We are looking forward to our next show on Tuesday, November 27th. We will have Michelle Pardes, author of Still Breathing, quite a remarkable woman. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is dr.iris@earthlink.net, and my website is www.driris.com. And I'd like to leave you with an inspiring quote. Go forward, go backward, but don't stand still. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock, open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch.